understand Wimbledon tennis tops your sports report today.
Kim, my opening serve on the sunny side of sports is Wimbledon tennis. First round action began Monday at the prestigious grass court tournament. World number one Serena Williams got off to a good start, beating Russia's Margarita Gasparyan in straight sets 6-4 and 6-1. If Serena can win her sixth Wimbledon title, she'll hold all four major trophies simultaneously and be within one trophy of a calendar year Grand Slam. But the American star says right now she's not feeling the pressure of winning all four Grand Slams in 2015.
Personally, it doesn't make it feel any different, which I think is a good thing because I don't feel any pressure to win all four, and I've been saying that, but I really don't feel that pressure. I mean, maybe if I were to happen to win here, then maybe I might start feeling it after that, but I mean, ultimately, you know, I'm just taking it one day at a time, and I'm not thinking that far.
Serena Williams is thinking about how she's played at Wimbledon the past couple of years. She lost in the fourth round in 2013 and in the third round in 2014, her earliest exit since 2005.
I think the fact that I lost so early the past couple of years definitely makes me motivated, but I think that also gives me a little less pressure because I haven't done well here in the past 2 years, and it makes me feel like, okay, I'll be fine. I have nothing to lose here. I'm coming in with, I don't have many points to defend here, so it's just like just trying to have fun and go through it.
Meanwhile, Serena Williams is also aware that this is the 40th anniversary of the late Arthur Ashe winning his first Wimbledon title.
Yeah, it's amazing, I think. After 40 years, you know, his legacy still lives on in one of the greatest ways. And that was just an amazing match that he played. It was against Connors, I believe, and it was just... I think they showed it on, I was at home, I think it was on watching TV and they had the match on and I was watching it and it was like, wow, you know, this was a really cool moment. And so, it's been a lot, I think, for just African Americans and not just tennis, but in all of sports and breaking barriers, Arthur Ashe and everything he did for tennis.
American tennis star Serena Williams speaking at Wimbledon. In a first-round men's result Monday, defending champion Novak Djokovic of Serbia began his Wimbledon campaign with a straight sets victory over Germany's Philipp Kohlschreiber. The final score, 6-4, 6-4, and 6-4. Turning to football, the semifinals of the Women's World Cup are rapidly approaching. Tuesday night will feature a clash of titans, Germany versus the USA, as the two top-ranked teams in the world meet for what should be an epic semifinal matchup in Montreal. Germany's offense has been clicking in Canada so far, as each of their opponents has fallen under a barrage of goals, including a 10-0 demolition of Ivory Coast. The United States will counter with what's the best defense of the tournament so far, as the U.S. backline has not allowed a goal since the first half of their opening match against Australia, a total of 423 consecutive minutes played. The already strong American lineup will also be boosted by the return of midfielders Megan Rapinoe and Lauren Holliday, who missed the quarterfinals after they both received their second yellow cards of the tournament during the round of 16. U.S. goalkeeper Hope Solo has been terrific between the posts, and she isn't intimidated by the prospect of playing the number one team in the world, saying that confidence is high following the quarterfinals.
Germany had a tough match against France. I thought France played an incredible game, and I think Germany's going to look back on the footage and know that they're going to have to step it up. So they're going to either hit us with a wake-up call that they needed, or they're going to be tired because they played in two extra times and they went to PKs. So nevertheless, Germany's a great team. They're tactically great. They're organized. But I feel like we're peaking at the right time. So we're right where we need to be, and hopefully we're going to beat Germany and head into the final.
If the American women do head into the final, They'll play the winner of Wednesday's semifinal between Japan and England. Reigning world champion Japan has not fallen behind an opponent the entire tournament so far and will feel confident about their chances of reaching the final. The English women have surprised many by reaching their first ever Women's World Cup semifinal. They'll have their work cut out for them against a very technically strong and organized Japanese team. The Women's World Cup final will take place on July 5th in Vancouver, Canada.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively sunny man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the Voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady Voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, joins us now with rugby, volleyball, and African club football news. And Mark kicks off with African club football's top tournament, the CAF Champions League.
Egyptian hosts Smouha edged Morocco's Maghreb Tetouan 3-2 in mini-league action in the Orange Africa Champions League in Alexandria on Sunday night. Sudan's El Merrekh beat Algeria's Mouloudia El Oulma 2-0 in Omdurman. In an all-Algerian encounter, USM Algiers pipped defending champions and hosts Entente-Setif 2-1 in Setif as the Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe and Sudan's El Hilal drew 0-0 in Lubumbashi. Elsewhere, Egyptian defending champions El Ahly trounced Tunisia's Esperance 3-0 in mini-league action in the Orange Africa Confederations Cup in Suez on Sunday night. Egypt's Zamalek edged Tunisia's CS Sfaxien 1-0 in Cairo. Tunisia's Etoile du Sahel pipped Mali's Stade Malien 1-0 as South Africa's Orlando Pirates upset their hosts AC Leopards 1-0 in Dolisi. Turning to volleyball, African champions Kenya outplayed hosts Mexico 25-16, 20-25, 21-25, 25-17, and 15-9 to clinch a hard-fought victory at the Women's World Grand Prix in Mexico City on Saturday, while Cuba dismissed Algeria in straight sets of 25-19, 25-18, and 25-16. Earlier on Friday, Peru beat Kenya in straight sets, while Algeria suffered a similar fate against Kazakhstan. Finally, in rugby, Kenya overpowered their visitors Tunisia 46-15 in a Confederation of African Rugby Division 1A encounter in Nairobi on Sunday. Elsewhere, hosts Zambia beat Zimbabwe A side 19-12 in a Confederation of African Rugby Division 1C Africa Cup in Lusaka on Saturday. As a result, Zambia win the three-way contest with Nigeria second ahead of Zimbabwe A side.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show, reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Joining us now with more African football news is the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot at Ayemi.
Good evening, Africa. The Tunisian Football Federation, FTF, has parted ways with national team coach Georges Leekens. FTF said in a statement that both parties have decided an amicable separation. The federation said Leekens' successor will be a foreigner. The contract of the well-traveled Belgian was expected to run until March 2016. Few weeks ago, he guided the 2004 African champion to an 8-1 win over Djibouti in the opening match of the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers in Tunisia's port city of Rades. Likens, who took charge in 2014, guided the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia to a quarterfinal finish at the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. Beside his native Belgium, the 66-year-old has also worked in Turkey, Algeria, the Netherlands, and Saudi Arabia. In a related development, the South African Football Association, SAFA, has named Neil Tovey as its new technical director. Tovey is one of the most experienced coaches in the country, having coached Mamelodi Sundowns, AmaZulu, and Mpumalanga Black Aces in the last 16 years. Tovey's responsibility is separate from the coaching role. Therefore, Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba remains Bafana Bafana's coach.
And shine, Bafana Bafana, arise and shine. Let your victory be enshrined in the great annals of soccer. Tackle them and leave them dizzy. Tackle them and leave them mesmerized. Shine, Bafana Bafana, shine. Hola, Bafana Bafana. Hola, Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Kim Lewis.
Thank you.